Andy, do me a favor. Would you please help him redeem himself by telling a real sex story?
Yes.
I don't. You know what? I'm a gentleman, and I don't. You know, I don't kiss and tell.
Fuck it, I raise you. Nastiest shit you've ever done. I'm talking about nasty.
Wow. So many stories are running through my head right now. I dated this girl for a while, and she was really a nasty freak. She just loved to get down with sex all the time. She was like, any time of day, she was like, yeah, let's go. I'm so nasty. And I'd be nailing her.
Oh, shit.
She'd be like, oh, you're nailing me. Cool.
She talk dirty to you?
Oh, she loved the dirty talk. Totally into it. She'd be like, yeah, let's screw. I want to fuck. God, I'm so dirty. She'd be like, oh, me so horny. Me love you long time. So.
Hello, and welcome to Gabe's Superhero Show, Episode 10. The Big 10. The Big 10. Today is July 21st, I believe. Yep, Friday, July 21st. It's been a while. Welcome to everybody. I hope everybody's doing good, and hope you haven't missed me too much. You know, I always try and pick an opening thing that's either amusing or, you know, apropos of something, and this week's it was amusing, and with all the nasty talk, not nasty talk, but talk about, he was talking, you know, about nasty, the word nasty, so... Anyway, I have been in a sea of nastiness since the baby's born. Last time I talked to you, I guess it had been a couple of days. We'd had the baby home, I think. Anyway, the baby is now 11 weeks old today. That's funny because my notes sitting right here say the baby is 10 weeks old. So there you go. It shows that it's taken me a week just to get around to doing it once I had the notes written. But baby equals busy. So, but she's 11 weeks old, Haley. Her pic is up on the website, if anybody wants to check it out. Well, if you're listening to this, then you can't help but see it, I think. It's right there at the top. She's a little cutie. We just went to the doctor today, and she weighs 9 pounds, 8 ounces, and she is 22 inches and 3 quarters long. So that's, you know, that's pretty good. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's the 10th somewhat of an anniversary, isn't it?
10 big episodes.
You know, that's no big deal. I saw X-Men 3 a couple of weeks ago. Well, a while ago now, but and then I saw Superman Returns. We saw Pirates of the Caribbean also. Superman Returns was excellent. Superman's hard to do because, you know, people nowadays have seen the fight scenes, the fight scene from Spider-Man 2, you know, on the train tracks. So they're looking, and the fight scenes in X-Men 2 and the first, they're looking for, they know what to look for. And Superman, I mean, there's no big villain, or at least there wasn't. I mean, there's a big villain, Luthor, but there isn't, there's no big fight scene. He rescues some things, and there are some good scenes, but I had a little trepidation going in to see it, because I thought, you know, might just be too cheesy. He's kind of a, you know, Superman's just a big goody-goody. And I guess apparently it hasn't done as well as the studio thought that it was going to do. But I think it's still going to make money. But it was worth seeing. It was better than I thought it was going to be, for sure. The last podcast I said that I was a little leery of it because it just looked, I don't know, looked too goody-goody to me. But it actually turned out to be good, you know. Excellent flight scenes. The next one, the second one, should be better. Because obviously they've got to have some type of villain. But this set it back up again. And the second movies are always easier to dive right into, you know. This, it took a little It was quite a bit of setup, even though everybody in the known world knows who Superman is. X-Men 3, on the other hand, was good, but it wasn't as good, I didn't think. It was fun, and it was a mile a minute, and they didn't, I mean, not to throw any spoilers out there, but I imagine, you know, most people have seen it. But they don't hesitate to kill anybody. That's for sure. So I'll leave it at that. But they don't hesitate to kill people in this one, and boy, oh boy. It was good. Like I said, it wasn't as good as the second one. I'm not exactly sure what the second one... I hate to say this because it comes from comic books, but the third one was almost too comic booky in that it was light and just kind of almost cartoony and not, you know, whereas the first two were almost graphic novel-y, if you know what I mean. But anyway, they were both worth seeing, both movies, I mean. Third, even though it's not really superhero, but it's, yeah, kind of, you know, it's pop culture anyway. The Pirates of the Caribbean, the second one of those, was good. It wasn't as good as the first one. But it, once again, it's a mile a minute and just goes. Once it starts, it just goes and goes. That was worth seeing on the big screen. I hate to go to movies and shell out all that money and be, you know, really disappointed. So that's three good movies right in a row. I don't want to say much about the Pirates of the Caribbean because it just came out like a week ago and maybe some people haven't seen it. I don't want to ruin it. But there are some fun pirate scenes. I'll tell you, I liked his character, and I understand that he looked at Keith Richards for the character. And Keith, by the way, I will spoil this for you, is not in this movie. That was the big rumor going around, that was that Keith Richards would have a cameo as Jack Sparrow's father. And just to put that out there, put the whammy on that for you, because I was very disappointed. I thought I bought that rumor. Even though he may show up in the third movie, I guess that's what... But we'll see. Anyway, it was good to see it on the big screen. And there are some excellent fight scenes, some fun stuff. But yeah, it wasn't as quality as the first one. Anyway, my mom had pointed out, she said that she didn't like the first one because he just seemed like too much of a gay pirate. And I hadn't noticed it, you know, the first, because I liked the first one, and I enjoyed his performance, but it didn't come across to me as being gay, but, and I'm not saying that the character is gay, but this in the second movie, I went in, and after she had said that, it just stuck with me, and yeah, not gay, but effeminate, very, 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 very effeminate, which is just a funny way, it's a funny take on, you know, pirating, I guess, but when he runs, especially, it was, that's what, it, I think the difference in the two movies mainly was that Jack Sparrow in the first one was more of a swashbuckling, I mean, he was comedic effect in there also, but he would fight you, and in this one, he would fight you, but he's more of Jack Benny, you know, for, like, playing a pirate. I don't know what it why, but I guess they went more to the comic end than they did the comedic end, I mean, than the dramatic end. Not that I wanted it to be like some full-on drama, but you know, it failed a little bit in that, but it was still fun and it was a mile a minute. So that's three movies that I was that are sort of in this same vein, and I happened to get lucky and we saw them all. Mandy's mother was in town for a long time, and so we had the advantage of a babysitter on the weekends, so that was nice. We'd go out and catch, you know, obviously we caught a few movies, so that was nice. Now she's back home again, so it's movie lockdown. But anyhow, so I haven't been reading that many comics just because I can't afford it. You know, so things have to go. And as a matter of fact, I am selling my whole collection. Not my whole collection. I am keeping Conan from Dark Horse Comics, what I have of it now. I am keeping the last few issues of Titans, well, Teen Titans, not the Cartoon Network version. Probably, I'm going to start, I'm probably going to get JLA when it comes out, but I'm not sure. I might just wait. I think what I'm going to do, frankly, is just wait for the trade paperbacks to come out for everything and just get them, you know, get a few trades here and there throughout the year to keep myself going, but I can't afford to keep doing the monthly thing, especially after the baby. But, you know, it's just too much. So, anyway, I'm selling. I've already sold some. I'm selling the rest. It's really only because every several years I go through and I house clean and I get rid of all of them. And I've started my collection over again many times. Just, you know, for whatever reason, you need the money at some point in your life, and you go out and you get rid of them all, which is what happened. That's what happened to me. And then you start buying them again, and you get out of it, so you're like, take them to the flea market or whatever. And now I'm back into them, you know, so I bought some more, and I've got three long boxes, and I'm getting rid of two and a half, basically. So I'm going to have less than one. I'll probably have one short box. And I'm just keeping some stuff that I really enjoyed. Probably going to keep some Birds of Prey. But I just sold all the Wonder Woman. Batgirl is on there now, all the Batgirl books I have. I sold my Green Lantern, I mean Green Arrow rather, all them. So anyway, I'm selling a bunch of stuff on eBay, and that seems to be going pretty well, actually. I mean, they're selling, and I'm making some money, and we decided what we're going to use the eBay money. This eBay thing is really, I mean, if you're not doing it, you got to start doing it, because I'm a late comer to it, obviously, and we're already making money, and it's not money that we need, you know what I mean? I'm creating space, actually, is what I'm doing, mostly. And the money is just, I'm hoping that at the end of a year of doing this, that eBay will have paid for a vacation for us somewhere, which would be nice. That's pretty cool, you know, basically like a free vacation for just, you know, list a few things every day. I've been listing four or five things every day. And a lot of it's comic related now, but we've been going to yard sales and stuff like that, and putting just random stuff up. But I find the comic stuff is selling like crazy, so I'm going to keep doing that. Until I run out. But I sold a bunch of action figures that I had. I only kept one. I kept Dr. Doom. He's from the Famous Covers series. They're 8 inches tall with cloth costumes, so he's got a cloth cape and cowl and rubber armor that's on him. And he just looks cool, so I'm keeping him. But I sold Daredevil. And I sold Black Widow, and I sold Captain America and Thor. And then I'm keeping I had a bunch of action figures when the Superman animated series came out. I started collecting those, just for whatever reason. I thought they looked cool. So I have a bunch of them, but I'm keeping them. I figure, what the heck. They're out of their boxes anyway, so, and I don't have the boxes anymore, so typically people don't really like that. But, I mean, I could still sell them, but, you know, whatever. So that's, I'm doing a mural in Haley's room, in the baby's room. It's about 8 feet long, about 4 feet tall. And it's of, let's see, on one side we've got Supergirl, Hawk Girl, Star Girl from the JSA, Zatanna, and... who the hell's the other one? The last one. Harley Quinn. And they're playing volleyball, beach volleyball, against... on the other side, you got Wonder Woman and Batgirl and Mary Marvel. And there's two more that I haven't painted on there yet. I think it's going to be Power Girl. And I'm not sure about the fifth one. But it's 5-on-5 girls volleyball. And in the background... that's all I have so far. And then in the background, I'm going to do, I haven't decided whether it's going to be, like, bleacher seating where all the male superheroes, not all of them, but, you know, a good sampling, are sitting there watching the girls play volleyball, or if it's just going to be like the DC characters, you know, picnic. So they're out, you know, over on the left-hand side of the wall will be, you know, Superman and Aquaman, and they'll be barbecuing or, you know, standing at a grill, and over on the other side they'll be, you know, somebody else doing something, I don't know, standing around. I think I like the idea of them on the bleachers just, you know, watching the girls. But, you know, I'm not sure. We'll see. But I will put pictures up of that on the website when that's done. I don't know when I'll be done, but I'll put it up on the on my photo bucket. I'll put it on the website. I'll upload it onto the, so everyone that listens can see it. I'll upload it on the homepage there, and yeah, I should be done in like a week. I don't know. I've been working on it slowly, you know, very slowly. But it's cartoony, and you know, they're all outlined in black, like, you know. But it's gonna be cool. I think it already looks good. She stares at the figures, you know, right now. But anyway, it's gonna look cool. And like I said, I'll put a picture up. Oh, let me. While I'm thinking about this, let me say thanks to a couple of listeners out there. I've got on the website, I've got some friends of the show, Dave Rabbit and Yanni Papas, from who is from Australia. And so hello to my friend in Australia. Hi, Yanni. G'day, mate. And show another shrimp on the barbie. I'm sorry about that. But anyway, so I appreciate you guys becoming friends of the show. And Yanni, your comics are on their way. I have your email with your address and everything. So your comics will be coming to you. I don't know how hell long it takes to get to, you know, stuff from here to Australia. But, you know, probably not that long. Maybe a week or two, something like that. So I haven't sent them yet, but I will. And I'll tell you what, I don't know. I was just pulling out samplings. That's what I'll do. Never mind. Your comics are on their way. So I like, or did you like how I waited until the end of the show, though, to give you a shout-out? Because I wanted to make you listen. But and Dave Rabbit is podcasting on Podomatic.com. I haven't had a chance to listen to the show yet. But like I said, busy. But I will, and I appreciate, you know, all any input at all. So if you're hearing this, then you obviously know where the show is located. But if you want to get in touch with me, my email is comartg@podomatic.com, or you can reach me at comicartgabe. comicartgabe at yahoo.co.uk. You can also reach me by calling the show, and I don't remember what that is, what that phone number is. Oh, that's funny. I never remember what that is, though. So let me okay, sorry about that. It's 206-338-6484. That's the audio comment line. And if you call that, I will save them, and I will put you on the show. Anyway, oh, my telephone's ringing. I'll be right back. That was my woman. She got a job, so that's very nice. That's where she was today, looking, going to an interview. So she got a job today, setting appointments from home, so that's good. So oh, and speaking of work, well, anyway, you can get a hold of me at that phone number at my UK email address, because that's where I winter in the UK. Or you can get a hold of me at the Podomatic website or email address. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. And as always, I have enjoyed doing it. I just kind of ramble about stuff, no big deal. But and I'm gonna have, now that I'm not getting comics, I'm gonna have to change the whole slant of the show. Damn it! Oh, I have been watching, before I end here, I have been watching the those, like I mentioned this before on the podcast, but on Boomerang, they have the, in between the, they play Justice League, Superman, and Batman, 11, 1130, and midnight. And in between, they take all the commercials out, which is great. And then in between, like from in between the shows, in between JLA and or JLU and Superman, they show those old Hanna-Barbera 60s, like Aquaman cartoon or Teen Titans cartoon, which I just saw for the first time the other day. And, I mean, they, you know, check that crazy, you know, whatever. They just, it's that silly 60s language. Dig that crazy chopper, you know. But anyway, they're just so terrible. But if anybody has Boomerang out there, you got to watch them because they're awful. They're really, really awful. Worse than the Super Friends episodes, you know, in terms of cheese balledness. But anyway, oh, and the last thing, I put a website together for work. Speaking of work, so now, if you'd like, you can go and see what I do for a living, and that is at www.mysticmountainstudio.bravehost.com. That's Mystic Mountain Studio, MYSTIC, Mountain Studio, all one word, .bravehost.com. And that is, it's just a free website, and I just, you know, so they give you the template and all that, so I did it. And but now our work has a website, which is nice. So, anyway, you know, go and check it out. And if anybody from the show goes there and checks it out, please sign the guest book. There's a photo album on the side. There's pictures on it. There's a photo album on the side with 50 photos of other work. We do faux finishes and murals, by the way. So it's mysticmountainstudio.bravehost.com. And, you know, sign the guest book. And you can join the mailing list over there. There's a forum, a message board there. Nothing's on it yet because I just finished the website yesterday. But it's mainly going to be when we have new jobs, I'll put what they are and, you know, what's fun about them. And then I'll upload some photos. Hopefully this will be able to drum up some work for us and we'll get busier than we are, which would be nice. But anyway, like I said, keep listening and join in the fun of podcasting. If you're on podomatic.com, all you need is a cheap little Radio Shack microphone and you're in business. Download the free program. Podomatic people have been great. And I listened to several shows. Like I said, Dave Rabbit, I'll go ahead and listen to your show. It's something about Vietnam I noticed when I went to your site. So anyway, appreciate it. And Yanni Pappas, once again, my man in Australia. Well, you'll get your comics pretty soon. And I hope I went to your site too and you didn't have a podcast up, which is what I was getting at. But anyway, like I said, like I always say, give kids comics. Get them reading. This industry is slowing down slowly but slowly. It's very insular, and there's not a whole lot coming in from the outside. So get your kids into comics. Kids, get your friends into comics. Don't be afraid to be like, I like comic books. It's not, you know, so what? There's so many things. Think of all the things that people like nowadays. So get your friends into comics. Get them buying. Get anybody you know buying comics and into it. And that's it for episode 10. I am your host, Gabe Russo, and signing off. And Haley is laying in her bouncy seat asleep. She's been cute this whole time, allowing me to get my podcast done. I finally had time to myself, and I appreciate all of those out there who allowed that to be possible, and I appreciate all you out there who are listening to the show and spread the word. Get in touch with me and give a kid a comic book, and I'll talk to you later. Be safe out there.
Thank you.